What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is an amazing monthly subscription vitamin service. They deliver completely personalized vitamin supplement packs right to your door. I've done it. It's rad. They are made specifically for you, and you don't even have to leave the house. We're going to discuss more about Care Of later in the show, but use the promo code ROSE50 at TakeCareOf, that's TakeCareOf.com, for 50% off your first month. Oh,
yeah. It's,
I can hear it.
You hear that?
Oh, yes, I can.
I missed this song.
Yeah, it's my dream, baby. Any place. Everything's fine, guys. Everything's fine. You're so good. I'm crazy with you guys.
That feel good, baby?
You're so good.
Do you think you will have made love to this theme song before?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. So many babies have been misplaced in this theme song.
Heitner's making love right now.
I actually believe you. I believe that is happening.
That's how I prepare for a podcast.
Hello, welcome to a very special finale episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, and I am coming to you from Little Compton, Rhode Island, and we'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, I want to introduce our guests. Our first guest hasn't been on all season, and he is a terrible man who I love very much, who hit on my mother in front of me 78 times, and she loved it.
Yeah.
And let's just give him a proper introduction.
What? What? That?
Thanksgiving time.
That's proper?
Your uncle's around, and he's hugging all the ladies in town. Oh, yeah, that's right. Guess who's back? It's Uncle Steve.
Yeah, you get a fucking theme song, Steve.
That's nice. It had the appropriate creepy going there. Thank you. Thank you.
It felt like hot breath on the neck in the way that I wanted it to.
Yeah. It's got that late night parking lot at Ralph's kind of weird vibe.
I picture you selling Quaaludes at Rock and Roll Realms. Like, in the old school, like, it wouldn't be Molly. It would be Lude.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look at the stamp. They're authentic.
It's a full, it's raining men in the studio. If you're a single lady and you're feeling some real, like pheromones coming at you, it's because there's three hot gentlemen in the studio right now.
Yeah.
The second one, you may know him as Bachelor of the Year. Let's give him a proper introduction. I'm never sick of this.
It's my favorite song.
I'm never not happy to hear this.
He was Bachelor of the Year 2017. Also Bachelor of the Year 2018.
He went to Nashville with J.J. Marine. Can he pull another year? Fuck yeah, he can! Robert Benedict, welcome back!
I mean,
I like welcome back.
I can't believe it hasn't gone number one yet.
I know, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, you know, his song had a lot more molly to it, a lot more fun to it.
Yeah.
My song was like I was dosing someone.
It's just, it's a general.
I'm just saying, I just trust my instinct about, like, the feeling I get around you as people.
Yeah. I really hope that you've made love to that song.
It just flows out of my body.
That came out of your body, did it?
Yeah, it just flowed out. Okay, see, that's why you got that fucking song. If you know what? Here's the thing: you can think it, and you don't have to say it.
No, out loud.
All right. Now, I apologize that I didn't have time this week. It's been a little bit busy, but I didn't have time this week to make a new theme song. And I want to say there's also some Tennille Arts level people, and I will make your fucking songs. You're not bothering me. I will make your song. It may just take me like 10 days. So we have a new guest, so we might have to play a little, but I don't have an official theme song.
But can you just make one up right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a new
fuck is that? Well, I've been on your show like seven times.
That's fancy.
I did go to the Vanity Fair party, not because of anything that I've done in my career, though. I'm totally piggybacking off the works
that's
of others.
Fine. Who was the most exciting celebrity that you saw? Who were you like, oh my God, that blah, blah, blah?
Well, Lady Gaga was there.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
That,
I love her.
That was cool. Chris Evans, Captain America.
I hear he's a nice guy.
He was cool. Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin were hanging out
there.
But my
that's exciting.
Yeah, they were cool. Like, you know, they both are the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Yeah. But yeah, that's right.
My favorite thing of the night though was I went to go to the bathroom and there was an old white man who took a shit and walked out of the bathroom holding his Oscar. And I said, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. He said, what, the Oscar?
I said, no,
that you just took a crap with an Oscar. Like, you took it in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who was it?
Was it Steve Heitner?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
You don't know
Steve
Heitner
was the composer
for Black Panther.
No.
I took that Oscar. It wasn't mine. I took the
Oscar.
Yeah. Was that an old white
Somebody
man?
Stole the it's Oscar
an old
last
white
year.
Man.
It's a Green Book guy. Gotta be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That,
one of the 44 white the Green Book guys.
Yeah. It was the guy that wrote Green Book.
Yeah, turns out it was the whitest movie.
Out when he gave the speech. Side note, and I'm sure the audio just started getting better at home, I forgot that I'm recording myself and Katie's editing it in, and I paced about like four football fields away for the first half of this.
Oh.
So I bet it's not – don't worry about your iPhones, guys. It's not your technology. It's your hostess. Let's just get this out of the way. I mean, this is awkward. This is not the fucking podcast I wanted to do again. But, like, here's where we are. Unfortunately, you were all with me a year and a half ago, which was horrifying when my father died. And we did the only podcast about grief and The Bachelor. And you all joined me on Grief Island, where I watched Great British Bake Off and talked about being an angry Samoan, and I allowed myself 2 to 4 days to grieve, and then it took a little bit longer, and you were very sweet. I am absolutely so angry to say that I got fucking sent back to the island. Your beloved J.J. Marine, the patron saint of this podcast and of the Bachelor Nation, and you've all been so kind. She passed away suddenly this weekend. And if you didn't know that, I'm sorry. I bet you're upset hearing this. And I have to just say, I debated whether to do the podcast today. And my mom would have wanted me to do it. And she was a rascal. She loved the show. She loved the three men that are on who are so kind and brave to come do it. You're talking to two of her future ex-husbands. It was going to be – Rob was going to be first. And then they were going to get divorced. And then Heitner clearly wasn't going to last long.
What are you talking
about? And she would actually – And she would send me clippings of Wells and Sarah Hyland. She would cut them out and mail them to me because she knew Wells was my friend. And I will say I've always been a very private person, and I couldn't hide it when my dad died, and I didn't want to do a podcast about grief in The Bachelor, but in a weird way, it was therapeutic for me, and I know a lot of you guys reached out and said it was healing for you. And then that kind of let you get to know my family more, and so now I see, honestly, like, just so you guys know, it means I've read every single one of your comments. I've shown them to my brother. We love them. We love that you all knew JJ and loved her, and it means a lot that you all show up and listen. And I truly, in a weird fucking way, unfortunately, if you guys are grieving, like, I wish you could also have this podcast because it's, like, the best grief therapy. Like, it truly, I feel my cells feel better at the end. So I strangely have the perfect way to start to feel better. And just in case, they don't know what happened. They think it's probably a heart attack. And I found out the way she would want me to find out, taking a twerk class with the pistol, Debbie Ryan, in Atlanta. So you know what, JJ Marine, this was for you. I love you so much. And Alaric has agreed to do the podcast starting next season, so my brother will be on. So there we go. That's out of the way. Do you guys want to say anything? You don't have to. You can if you want. I might now have four cats. What the fuck?
All right. Well, I will. Steve Heitner here. Look, you know, I loved your mom. I've known your mom a very, very long time. Arden and I did a series together many, many years ago. She was 4 years old, and I was in my late 60s. we hit it off immediately. Arden, I don't even know if you know this story, but whatever I was saying, I was, you know, claiming you were a prostitute and, like, you know, things weren't going well for you. And your mom would just laugh at anything I had to say. She would laugh at. At that last moment when she was walking off the set back when we were doing that show, she was like, "Ha ha, funny boy, you keep your eyes on her for me, will you?" And I said,
"You keep your eyes on her?
You keep your eyes on her for me, will you?"
And
I said, "You know, of course, you know I will." And so it's just been a long, great ride. Look, we all got robbed. This was supposed to be her time. She was
a tremendous
lady.
I mean, I grew up in a town with no stoplights and a general store. I'm back here now. It's literally like I time traveled to the 1600s to come. And I, you guys will appreciate this. We're having her funeral Friday. We didn't grow up going to any church. And I actually, we basically like have begged. There's nowhere to host a funeral. Like, we didn't know where to do it. So we've begged our way into the church. And yesterday, meeting with the reverend, I was like, can I play a song on the funeral? She's like, okay, sure. I was like, can I play Beyonce, All the Single Ladies? And it was like a record scratch. It was like, oh no. And I just knew that my mother fucking loved that I snuck into the church one time and asked to play Beyonce.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. I know Rob.
Yeah.
You guys spent an afternoon and you'd flown in.
Yeah.
You took the red eye. You told her you were so happy to be there. And she goes, "Are you?
Are you though?
Are you, Rob?
Are you?" Yeah.
And then after my dad died, she, like, you know, in the last year, she tried a couple of online dates. She goes, "Arden, I don't want to date an old man. They're old men." She goes, "I would date your friend Rob." I'm like, "Rob's like 45 and married." Like, yeah, Rob. But Rob was like, "Yeah, I'd date her."
For sure.
So I know more than any, I know she's pissed to miss the party. I know she's pissed to not find out what happened on the season. And I know, watching it last night, because my brother was actually the one who remembered. He was like, "We gotta watch." We've both actually been so happy to have this task, because if you've ever had to deal with a loss, like, there's, like, aside from grieving, there's so much horrifying paperwork. Like, to actually have to, like, unplug the phone and, like, we have to watch The Bachelor for two nights has actually been such a joy. And I know my mother would be like, "She doesn't fucking like him. She just wants the fame. She look at her. She's like a prisoner. It's like he captured somebody. She just wants the People magazine cover." Like, it's so clear how she would feel about this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, even though she didn't get to see the end of it, I'm sure she could read the writing on the wall.
She knew. She thought he was gay.
Yeah.
Well,
I started to not think so last night. I started to go,
yeah,
me too.
Like, what's the deal? Maybe it's the kid that was the fat kid who never got the girl, and now he's just captured the one that doesn't want him.
Well, you know, didn't we actually literally watch him hop the fence? happened. It about literally 50, happened in front of our eyes.
About 50 times.
Yeah. Do you know what's weird about watching?
Let me ask you one. Okay, so overall, what did you guys – I mean, if this is not a four-hour ad for he's just not that into you, I don't know what. Like, what – she doesn't like him.
Look, I don't think she hates him, right? It's not like – so.
But she doesn't want to date him.
No, she doesn't want to date him. She seemed like she was in the witness protection program. She was a hostage. She was like – like ABC was just saying, you'll do this for us. We will pay you. You will do this for us. And right. To me, there was nothing worse than when she finally got on the show. Right? To me, that was just like such bad acting.
You mean at the end when they came out in her jumpsuit?
In the studio, yeah, that was such bad acting. But I mean, for a while, I thought, and I don't know, I want to get your opinions on this. You probably covered it already. But when her dad came, do you think like the whole thing was a ploy to get her to be the bachelorette? That you know, dad was coming in, they were trying to make a storyline there and to get her to be.
What's her third reality show? Like, this is, she was on two seasons of like a Christian Laguna Beach. That makes me suspect.
Are we doing a podcast on that one, by the way? I really.
Smaller audience.
We actually tried to watch it. Have you ever watched it?
No, God, no.
What's it called?
It's called Young Ones. Anna and I tried to watch it.
Christians in Laguna Beach.
Hi.
The one thing
it's in Huntington Beach. And Anna, you were so cute. Anna goes, no, your mom was a goddamn national treasure.
Yeah, she was.
I know, it's the worst.
Sorry, Wells was trying to say something.
Yeah, Wells was saying.
Well, I thought it was interesting, like when he was on Paradise, when I did that show with him, it was so much like Tia was like trying to make him love her, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yes.
And it was sad to see, as someone who like watched it every single day, we were all like, dude, he doesn't like you. Mm-hmm. Right. He just doesn't want to look like a jerk on TV. Yeah. So he's kind of going through the motions. And the exact same thing happened just in reverse to him. At least that's what it seemed like.
You're absolutely, it's interesting because it feels like Anna and I have now watched a few different iterations, and but it seems like even in other countries, like generally every person kind of picks the one that isn't that into them. Like there's the sure thing. And so if you like whoever there's like one that's the sure thing and they never win.
Huh.
They always pick the one that's not that into. I would have a choice of 30 then. That would be fantastic.
I mean, it's like, it's crazy. It's really, who did you think, like watching this season? So you didn't know Wells. I texted you last night. You said you didn't know.
I didn't. I kept the blinders on. I thought it was like in the beginning of the season, I voted Hannah G and my girlfriend voted Cassie. So we were. Mm-hmm. We got pretty close. But like going back to your point, that's how everyone likes the chase. And that's the whole thing in a microcosm is that if you don't want the easy thing, you want the thing that you got to work for or whatever.
Wait, but do you think that's true?
Because it's more fun.
She wasn't being that way to him the whole season. He didn't know that she wasn't that into him until the last second.
Yeah.
But I felt like every other cast member literally was like, yeah, Cassie doesn't like you. I mean, how many red flags of people being like, okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
There's somebody that doesn't like you. And then eventually it's like him asking directly to Tayshia, who doesn't like me? It's like, it's Cassie. Yeah. Cassie doesn't like you.
Well, even her dad was like, no.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah. And flew out there to
and
say
then
that.
Even his dad, like when they went to meet.
Yeah. Oh,
his
boy.
His dad was, and I think, or her mom, like one of his parents actually said, do you think it's a case of like, she's just not that Indian? Yeah. He's like, no.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So what's our take how they're looking now, like in the live after show last night?
I think she wants to be on the People magazine cover.
Yeah.
I mean, they honestly seemed a little happier based on how they were afterwards to me. I thought,
but like, why did she have to film herself saying, I love you?
That was weird.
Did something like
it felt
really
like she couldn't say it eye to eye. So she had to like film it.
I do wonder if like something bad happened to her because she did say her last relationship was controlling. And
well,
that's how they work.
We
isn't
have
it?
Some
isn't
insight in the first episode.
That's love.
In that, remember Arden? In that first episode, where her and that like ex boyfriend of hers on that Christian reality show, he was basically trying to control her drinking and partying, and her just being like, "Let me live," and him just being like, "No, you need to be a good woman or whatever Christian woman or I don't know what they were talking about. It was so boring, but that's what I feel like she's referring to that dude."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has to be him. I think that's like been
also
her
in her Instagram post. I went deep last night. She was talking about how it was like a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do wonder if she's just been so burned that she's like afraid.
Also, she does has one, she has 1.5 million followers, so she did it. Yeah. She worked
she,
it.
She also is she 23. She won. It worked.
What did she start with?
I don't know. I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't on that train
yet. Let me see
yet.
If that Reddit post has it.
1,000.
I mean, she's adorable. I mean, she's so 90. Cute.
She's 23
and she
years
films
old.
So
right?
Cute, and she's like natural and cool, and she can skateboard and surf. Like,
yeah.
She's the sexiest one. I get it, but like, part of me is like. Like, she kept saying at the end, you know, even to his parents, which was a brutal introduction of, like, so tell me about her. It's like, well, she broke up with me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her since. I love her. She does not love me. And I'm so excited for you guys to meet
her. And here she is.
I had a choice like, of guess, 30.
It was so I guess at the beginning of the first episode, we see Colton's jump the fence and like Chris Harrison is like whistling for a dog like somewhere in Portugal. And they're on like a manhunt. And you know they were so fucking excited. Like they couldn't believe their good fortune.
Right.
Then they finally found him just walking down the street. And he was like, dude, I'm done with this shit. I got my phone and my wallet. I'm done. And then Chris Harrison, who I actually really like, but he is still, I don't trust him. Like he's your full friend of me. Like we just want to make sure you're okay. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that was because Colton had ripped off his mic. So Chris was having to talk to him, but in his ear, I know producer was like, dude, get close to him so we can get good audio on this. So he's weirdly close
right.
to
you're
him.
Right, you're
oh
right.
My God, that's hilarious.
I love that. And you also know they found him in 3.5 minutes and they just
ended
it.
Yes.
He was right on the other side of the fence.
I do like. Could
you fucking believe how well he hopped that fence, though? That fence hop was amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I heard that he would get up every morning and work out before having his dates. So he was like fit. To jump that fence
well,
and run a mile
Abbey,
away.
You gotta stay fit, Anna.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison would post videos of them like taking runs together in the morning.
Really?
when they're gonna video every shower you take?
Exactly.
You'd probably want to be in decent shape,
dude. I couldn't believe that after the fantasy suite, they fucking showed him showering. Like,
I know.
Why, Wells? What do you? You've been on the show.
Yeah, they never filmed me showering.
Were you offering?
Show me
in
the
like,
doll
no.
They filmed you showering.
The weird thing about the shower too is like all that he had this oddly like comfortable with you looking at him showering.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
Yeah.
He was like really lost in his like spitting water out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird that a mic is that. If you have a camera that close to you, and it's like your seventh time, they're like, okay, no, just get in the shower, like. He did seem strangely – it was like almost his most relaxed when he was just like daydreaming, getting filmed again.
Yeah. Can you get your hands up on your chest a little higher? We want to see the hands.
So weird.
I know that Nick Vial did that scene or that shot naked.
Oh.
I don't
oh my God,
think
no.
– I think Colton was in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah.
Oh my God, he did it, Nick. That's amazing.
That's so Nick Vial.
You're right?
Oh my God, he was like, can I take this bathing suit off?
Yeah. The producers are like, you actually don't have to go all the way naked.
You're supposed to take that off?
I feel
like
the camera guy in there is like, what am I doing? This is Disney.
Yeah. I do like my favorite part of Chris Harrison when he's on the phone with, I'm assuming, like Mike Fleiss or someone in production being like, yeah, looks like. We might have to call the police.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow, you hit your angles on that line.
It was almost as bad as his preview for being on that sitcom.
Oh, my God.
Oy. Single Parents?
Leighton Meester.
Yeah.
I loved every – you know what, guys? Danger just got fun. Can we just agree on that? Danger just got fun. So Chris texts me, he's like, I'm done. I'm tired of saying I love you and not saying it back. I'll never be loved. I'm never going to be enough. It's like, don't you see that's the human condition? Because you're doing that to two women right now. Like, all of us have been rejected. Mm. It's because you're picking people that don't like you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to me, the other two women got over it pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Hannah did. Tayshia was like trying to summon tears, I think, to get to paradise or maybe be like the best.
Well, and also so weird. Like, what an amazing con to dump someone and have them console you.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
my God.
That.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so
sorry. My brother last night, after he dumped the two ladies, and like, and then, because my brother's only seen a couple of the season. He's seen enough, but not that many. So it was interesting kind of getting an outsider's point of view. Like, after he dumped Tayshia and Hannah, and he goes to Cassie, and he says he's cut the other one, and like, did she want to go to Spain, to Mallorca? My brother was like, oh my God. You could see her calculating, like, an entire episode starring me in Spain. Yeah, I'll go to Spain.
Totally.
And I'll get backlit sipping my, like, cappuccino in the alley beforehand. Like, she was, like, a whole episode starring her.
I thought it was funny, too, though, that she was like, all right, let's just go be normal. We're going to go take it day by day. Going to go to Mallorca. And, we're rock climbing?
We got to scale down this wall to get to our lunch.
We got to trust each other.
Can't we just, like,
hang out in dress shoes. He had on, like, male dress shoes.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I was like, what the fuck are you wearing, dude?
That
yeah.
is, like, classic if how you do
gotta
Stockholm
know you're
syndrome. Going,
you got to know you're repelling. If you're repelling, don't wear, like, a tuxedo shoe.
Look, I look at the whole end of that show as to how to remain a virgin.
I'll tell you how to remain a virgin. First off, start with the fantasy suites, which should be get matching pajamas. Like, I think to me, that is what you want to talk about, a lady boner killer. Just the thought of a man that wears like a full pajama set in 2019. Like, I can wear pajamas. I don't want a man that wears like a printed pajama.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for your man to wear?
I'm writing it down.
I don't know.
Answer the damn question.
Steve, that's how you got the creepy song. Yeah, that was a hair trigger reaction. I was going to give a flirty answer, and you started screaming at me.
No, that's just curious,
Steve's life.
That's blue shirt, leather jacket, some jeans.
I yelled a lot about that.
What's your matching pajama set that you wear?
I'm talking about I get a lot of pajamas for Christmas.
Oh. So, do you wear matching pajamas, and women are like, what are you wearing?
And I always go, it was a gift.
That's true. What's your least, like, straight pair of pajamas that you've recently worn in front of a woman?
Look, you know, people think I'm grumpy, so I have several pair of Grinch underwear. What do you want me to do?
Wow. Oh, my God. What do you mean? What does your underwear look like?
Well, green.
It looks like the Grinch.
It's really not the color you want on your underwear.
For some reason, I envision, like, the Scrooge.
I just picture you as, like, the guy in your
hat. Yeah, yeah, the long, like,
the long
muumuu
gown.
Yeah.
I do have them. I have ones that are a little hotter. I got the Get Her Done. That's a little sexier.
Oh, God.
Get Her Done's. Yikes.
I mean, aside from, like, even if I was calling you from Atlanta, I'm so mad that I'm not in the studio. Like, these are three of my favorite gentlemen on earth. When I come back from Atlanta, we need to do one in person in the studio, because it is horrifying to me that I am not there with that trifecta.
It really is. But you know, Arden, I'm busy these days. My podcast is really doing well. That's gold with Steve Heitner.
Arden, he won't stop talking about his podcast.
I'm crazy busy. So he goes to break up with Tayshia and Hannah, and he was like, he just, again, the guy that had no game. Whenever somebody, like, when Tayshia would be like, Kaylin and Cassie aren't that into, he'd race right to them and be like, Tayshia said that Kaylin and you aren't that into me. So, like, he immediately knocked on the door of Hannah and Tayshia and was like, knock, knock, knock. Listen, I know you came here, but I'm in love with Cassie. Like, just, he has no sort of intro to his chat.
He's a boy at the end of the day. He's a boy, right?
Yeah.
He was affected by women that are leaving, women that want to take pot shots on their way into the van. You know, who, and then, of course, once the other women realize he can be affected by those pot shots, then they're all taking him, right? So to me, he's just, you know, he's a boy. There's nothing wrong with being a boy.
The thing that he said to Hannah G that I thought was brutal is that he went back to the well, which was his, like, you feel like home to me.
I know. Again, like, he did it again.
Yeah, and I realize that there's positive affirmation for saying that in the past, but while you're getting dumping somebody, don't say that. And then he also said one thing that he just shouldn't have said, which was, I didn't want you to feel like my backup plan, which obviously that's what she was, but just don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
You know,
you're still home to me, but you're the recycle bin out by the garage.
Oh, I mean, you're right. It's almost like the craziest humanity even thought it until like, it's like, I didn't actually think that until you just called me your backup plan, which means you thought the phrase, that's my backup plan.
Yeah. Mm.
She looked pretty gutted. I mean, I think it did not go as well with Hannah as it did with Tayshia, who was like, cool, we good?
Yeah,
that's that's a rough breakup considering what her mom has taught her about running over lawns, you know?
I mean,
her mom out here.
I honestly think the last time I talked to my mother, she had finally just seen Hannah's mom, and I think she called her Tootsie. I think she called her Tootsie. And it's... it was amazing. Yeah, anyway, yes, her mom driving, doing donuts on the lawn is God, I mean.
Yeah, crazy
it
pants.
It makes me so did you add that up well? Let me just break this down for you. Her mom, when you remember which one was Hannah G's mom? Yeah. Hannah G's mom.
Yeah, I remember
her. If you recall back in the day when she had a date with Colton, her one-on-one.
They looked just like each other.
And she was talking about her trauma. When her parents got divorced, she took like her Taurus and drove like in donuts on her beloved dad's lawn.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was her trauma.
Happened. Those two people, the guy that was rapping, like cheering her on, giving her the rap beat, and then her mother that was like, that's my precious little doll. She did donuts on that guy's lawn.
I didn't know that.
People are crazy, and I love it. And that's the beauty.
Savage.
That is the beauty of the show. So then I love so then he goes to – so, yeah, I love that Tayshia's also in, like, shorty shorts. Like, they're all, like, fully – full face in, like, little shorty shorts, like – and then little Hannah had her crop top and she's just casually waiting. Like, is there a camera crew? Like, you know, they've all been warned that he's going to stop by. And he's like, look, I was falling for you both, but I'm in love with Cassie. Yes. And I'm not in love with you.
Yeah.
Look, I thought, you know, I didn't do the whole season. So I just thought Hannah G was the hottest chick the whole year. I thought, you know, she was the first.
Super cute.
She got the first
impression.
She was
adorable.
Yeah, completely cute. And I thought she was really, really into him.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think it was fake at any time. I didn't understand why she wasn't the clear pick. But
I just think he was pot committed at that point. Like, he had already told Cassie that she was going to be the one at the end. He can't take that back. Like, that audio can't be scrapped. So at that point, he was like, well, I can't go on in the next fantasy suit with Hannah G.
Right. Right.
Which sucked. Mm-hmm. What I hate about that whole thing, I mean, like, he followed his heart, and it was really romantic, actually, at the end of the day. But what sucked about that for me is, and I'm the only one who's ever been on this fucking show, but, like, you really only get a certain amount of time with these people, right? Like, it's a very small window, and that, like, fantasy suite time is an entire day of hanging out with somebody, which can change your perspective on that person immensely. And because he became pot committed with Cassie, it meant that he didn't get to have that opportunity to see if Hannah G might have been the one.
Right.
That sucked for and Hannah says that. She was like – and I think it was – on stage with Chris, she was like, you didn't even give me the opportunity.
Yeah. Right.
Broke my heart.
She even said, I thought I was the first one. I had myself believing that I was the first.
Yeah. And he even said, he goes, I thought you were going to be it.
Yeah.
Like, he said that to her, which is like, why would you say that?
But then
I
said this to Cassie, so I got to go all in.
But I mean, that day probably is the most amount of time that they've spent together in like one consecutive amount of time, right? Because before that, they don't spend entire days together like that. So that totally could change his perspective on her.
Like, when you go on a one-on-one date, you'll do, like, the morning portion first. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be – so you travel separately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they don't have cameras in the car when you're, like, going together. And they want all your dialogue to be together. So you travel separately. So when you get to the thing, then they start filming. And you do that thing. And then you finish. And then you go to – you eat dinner like the hotel, so you're separated, and then you come back to this like kind of fake dinner, right? Cause no one ever eats the food, and then you have another conversation, and then that's it. So it's separated in two things. It's just like 4 hours and 2 hours, but an entire night changes, I think, a lot of things, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then also, he just seemed more and more kind of gets into my boy comment of he never seemed as crazy about Cassie until she started saying she's out.
Right.
You know, then, of course, you know, all of a sudden now he had to have her.
Or, and quite honestly, until Tayshia said, it's Cassie that's out. Until
until his world got rocked by directly.
Right.
Like, she became an issue, like, in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I felt so easily swayed by everybody else.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a question, Wells, just about the filming. So when they were saying, when Katie was saying at the Women Tell All about how they were in the van and that Caitlin and Cassie were openly talking about how they wanted to be the Bachelorette,
yeah,
and, or whatever. So there wouldn't, because we kept wondering, like, where's the audio of this? So they wouldn't have naturally been recording it then.
Yeah. So if it's like a travel day or whatever, which it sounds like they were doing that.
Right.
You're not mic'd up for it. But that was the thing that kind of annoyed me, that they used that against them, because you're living with these people and you're talking. And so I guarantee you this is how the conversation went. And it was probably a little bit different than how she told it. I bet it was like, oh my God, you're going to be the Bachelorette. No, you're going to get engaged. No, I'm not. I don't have as strong a relationship as so-and-so. Well, if you're not, you're going to be the Bachelorette because you're beautiful and everyone loves you and you're so – and they were being like positive to each other.
Right.
And then someone heard that and was like, oh, they want to be the Bachelorette. It's on everyone's mind when you're doing the show. When I was doing it, we were all like, either Jordan wins or he's the Bachelorette or he's the Bachelor. Like, that's just what it is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We all said it out loud.
Right.
So
that's interesting, and people would say it out loud.
Yeah,
and that's what you're there for. That's what you're doing.
And then everyone else was like, "Well, we're going to Mexico, I guess."
Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, to me, Mexico. I'd rather go to Mexico than be the Bachelorette. Mexico seems like where the fun is.
That's now the new thing. Like when I came off the show, no one wanted to do Paradise. It wasn't considered the fun. It's not even classy, but like the fun, funny show.
Right.
It was considered like, don't go do that thing. That's terrible. Now everyone's like, I don't want to be the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. And I don't know if that's what was going through Cassie's mind, but like, it's like, I want to go hang out in Mexico for a month and eat tacos and like hang out with a bunch of beautiful people.
Right.
And that's the one that seems to actually like make the most relationships at last.
Yeah, because it's adult camp.
Yeah.
You know, you're just sitting around with a bunch of people. And you see
each other
every day.
It
actually feels like the chance of people actually falling in love on it. I mean, to me, at this point, now that Instagram exists, like, and it's just become more and more like – Truly, I think a lot of people come on just like, oh, I'll get a lot of Instagram. Like, I think, like, to me, the fun, like, I feel like it's made the two main shows slightly less fun. But Bachelor in Paradise is so fun. Like, I feel like I kind of just watch. I mean, obviously, I would watch them anyway. And I do sort of root for people to fall in love and I want people to be happy. But I'm kind of watching just to get to know the cast of the greatest show on television, which is Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. But I wonder if the show now has been – like, if they fell on their own sword. And I was talking I was talking about this on my show. There's a part of when you're on The Bachelor or The Bachelor, when you're romanticizing and fantasizing about if you do win and you get engaged, that there's a level of celebrity that goes with it, right? Like the adventure doesn't really end if you get engaged this thing, you know, like you get married and Chris does the wedding and you're on the cover of People magazine and you get to go do a bunch of interviews and stuff. And that used to be like, it was a part of it. Like, yes, I'm falling in love. I'm completely like been brainwashing myself for this one person. And also I'm kind of still a celebrity or whatever.
Yeah.
And then this season, the girl's like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Cause I already got, I mean, like, not that she knew at the time, she'd never phoned, but she's like, I'm sure I got a million followers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be a celebrity anyways.
Right.
Yeah. She still has a chance.
To me, I think in a weird way, just like jumping ahead. And I know we talked about this last week, but why I think at first everybody was somewhat, because, you know, it sort of leaked out that Hannah B. was going to be the Bachelorette. And I actually, because I don't, to me, why of all the, like, I'm not that excited for her, but I think of the batch that they had, she's the best choice in that it felt like everybody was on the show to get Instagram followers, except Cuckoo, Crazy Pants, Wildcard, Hannah B., who seemed to be like, this Alabama pageant girl who said, I don't date to date, I date to get married. I feel like she came for a husband. And I think the fun of, like, at least I do think there's a little more purity of her. She really wanted a husband.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, after her appearance last night, I feel like she's going to need some coaching.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She can't talk, and she's so young.
Haven't they already started filming? Because that made me nervous, because I was like, oh, she'll get coaching. And then I was like, wait.
No, they
haven't started. Okay, good.
Well, I got out of the limo on March 13th. That's what today is.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's crazy. Yeah.
So 3 years start ago? Like a week?
Yeah, 3 years ago. So
how many years ago, Wells? 2 years ago?
3 years ago. I was 31.
Crazy.
But yeah, so I bet you what, this is what I think, I don't really know because I'm not like involved, but I think that they did that last night where they had like the four guys or whatever. Yeah. And then I bet you they went back to the hotel, and I bet tomorrow is everyone gets out of the limo.
Really?
Yeah, she seemed truly like the way she didn't even ask, will you accept this rose? She seemed like she'd not started filming.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And honestly, and all those guys were a little dippy in my book. Like, they're just none of them.
I can't wait to hear Roll Tide for a few months.
Oh, my God. How about the last guy that was like, I'll go down on you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, one guy made sense. Yes.
He stole your line, Steve.
You mean Little Heitner?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Was that you?
I didn't know you were doing speech writing, Steve.
I'll tell you, he got her attention. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah.
Well, it's like we've done an entire season of virgin talk. Let's just talk about cunnilingus now.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish we had like a 28-year-old bachelorette or a 30-year-old bachelorette.
Well,
like
how old
23,
is
24.
And she's like watching her try to, like, and the guy that gave the toast, like, couldn't even give a toast. No. It was like, oh my God, this is brutal.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
so
their
brutal.
Whole thing, yeah, they had something in common. They were both, like, useless when it comes to toast.
Just useless.
Yeah. And the other
Didn't
thing
she
is.
Said, I want somebody, she said, I wanted somebody who can string words together. Isn't it like that was, like, her one thing she wanted?
They were on a string. The problem is that she is more. Probably has a shot at being fun when she gets catty, but there's not going to be any other women there.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be her and dudes, and she's just going to have nothing to say and be stammering, and we're not going to get that crazy cat sound out of her because there's no one for her to play off.
Good point,
that
Heitner.
That cat sound.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's like a record scratch that happens in her brain when she has to communicate and not just smile and be a
yes.
Like, you, when she has to smile and communicate, it's bonkers.
You could hear her heart beating because her fucking mic was like right next to her chest. And you could hear her heart beating because I think she was nervous. But my friend was like, well, thinking is cardio for her. Dan said that. And I was like, "Oh my God,
that's
you're
hilarious!"
That's true. She's like, "Oh, you're over here. Okay, I'll be over here.
Yeah,
oh,
I'll see
oh,
you.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Okay, oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, no, oh, you're a person.
Oh, like, it's like why, I mean,
chill
look,
out.
I was happy for the distraction, but like that." Did not need to be 4 hours. The bachelorette portion of the movie, like maneuvering her around the stage, trying to figure out how to put a boutonniere on. Like, I mean,
there was a little bit too much of getting the set together, right? That went on for like 10 minutes. Then,
what
like,
would have been
wheeling up plants?
I feel like somebody was backstage being like, drag it out longer. Just keep riffing, keep going. Like, to a person who can't even say, like, to us, cheers. Like, it's like the world's worst person that has to riff.
What would have been wrong having, I can't think of her name, the convict's daughter.
Demi.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been okay to have her as
she's
a bachelor?
She's like 21.
Oh, is she really?
She's
going to kill it in paradise.
She's destined for paradise.
Yeah, she's perfect for paradise.
Will you go back to paradise, Wells?
We'll see. It's like, it's a maybe right now.
Okay.
But I love doing that show. It's insane to see that in firsthand, like in front of you.
Is it just drinking their faces off?
Well, it was in the beginning, and then
they're not allowed anymore.
Yeah, now I got two lawyers that watch me the entire time I'm serving.
That's a fun job.
They'll come and like measure my jigger to make sure it's not like I'm not over pouring them. And
measure your jigger.
I know.
They did that to me once, about a foot and a half.
You know what they say about a tall jigger?
How's it looking? Great.
That was classic, by the way.
Sorry, I just harassed you, Wells. I was just kidding. Okay, we're back.
Wait, so
they have to watch and make sure because they don't they get like one drink an hour? Or
no,
something?
you get two drinks an hour, so it can be a shot and a beer, or a shot It can be a shot and a beer. It can't be two shots. Like, you can't do, like, two shots and then, like, wait for the next hour. Or you can have two beers or a mixed drink and a shot or whatever combination. But it takes it takes everybody a little bit of time to figure out. It's not hard to get drunk on two drinks an hour if you just wait till like 12:58 to have your two drinks, and then once the hour turns over, then it's like, oh, I'll have my two more drinks. Then you have four drinks in 15 minutes.
It's not a 60-minute thing. It's by the clock.
Yeah.
Can you do it like a bird where I'll take the shot in my mouth and put it in your
Yes. I would be hammered on two shots an hour.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We need to talk.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. This company is awesome. These packs kept me healthy in the middle of night shoots for a month in October when I did this horror movie and everybody had the flu. I took my Care Of, and I always get sick, and I did not get sick, and I think it's because of these vitamins. So you go on. There's an easy online quiz. It's fun. It asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and takes like 5 minutes to fill out. And then they pick scientifically backed vitamins and supplements recommendations. They'll say like, oh, I want more sleep. Like, maybe this would be good for you. They also come in really cute packs, and they have your name on them, and they kind of give you like a little like, go for it today. They give you like little slogans on them. They really nailed the packaging. Your personalized Care Of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with personalized daily packs, great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle, making it easy to take them and stay healthy. Plus, a portion of every sale goes to the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. So that's very cool. And guys, we know you love your animals out there, and so do we. So they have vegan and vegetarian options available to fit any diet. So I loved them. I would totally recommend them. It made it easy. The vitamins were good quality. And if you guys want to take advantage of this month's offer, you get 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. So you go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROAD 50. Again, that's takecareof.com and promo code ROSE50 for 50% off your first month. I want you guys to feel good. The eagle has landed. Paradise last year, so up at Sketchfest, we had Annalise on.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, like, watching it as an audience member, like, you know, she was sort of like a wreck and cried a lot. What a lovely, foxy lady in person. I mean, I don't know if that was just for when we were all like, wow, she's beautiful and was lovely. Like, we just adored her.
Yeah.
I love her, but she is a little – she was, in Paradise at least, a little delusional. And by a little, I mean –
yeah, she fell hard fast.
Completely out of her mind.
Yeah.
She would say stuff where everyone would be like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
She'd be like, I really I'm excited to, like, get married and have kids with this guy. And he would be like, I like a yo.
Right.
Oh, Camille was such a cardboard of a human being.
He also fell for Jordan watching the season. I felt so badly for him when the thing happened with Jenna. I just thought he was a sweet delight who was funny and a little damaged, but like, we all really liked watching him.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be back too.
I'm sure. Yeah, he's fantastic. Did you enjoy him, or we can cut it out if you didn't?
No, he's great. He's a guy that I think like that goes to bed thinking of like one-liners for the next day.
Yeah. Kind of like Daniel the Canadian.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
But he was much
Daniel Canadian was brilliant the first season when he naturally just did it, and then when he came back, it's like, oh, you've been like storing these up like a chipmunk for winter.
We interviewed him, and he was that way.
Actually, you're right. He is kind of like a savant. He has better lines than like anybody I know.
Wait, hold on. Can I just read something that I recently saw Daniel, the Canadian, post on Facebook?
Please.
There's a picture of him, and it says, and this is on his Facebook page, want to be on reality TV? I'll be sharing my insider know-how and secrets in this two-hour reality TV workshop in Vancouver.
Wow.
We'll cover how to, ellipses, get into reality T, in parentheses, including U.S. shows, find an agent and figure out contracts,
oh my God,
earn money from social media, book paid appearances, get on 7 TV shows like me, exclamation point. This is a real
God.
Seminar.
I want to sign up for that so badly. God.
We should go take that class.
Heitner?
How to make it look like your right eye pulled in about, about 6 months after birth.
Exactly.
That was true, wasn't it?
Can I read you? This has nothing. This is apropos of nothing, but I texted this to Steve Heitner like 2 days ago. It made me laugh so hard. Dana Gould, our dear friend who is a stand-up, a dark genius,
yes,
he tweeted out about the Michael Jackson documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving Neverland. Hard to believe that a glow-in-the-dark skeleton. Wait, hold on. Hard to believe that a glow-in-the-dark skeleton who dressed like Napoleon and lived in an abandoned amusement park with other people's children and a feral chimp could have such a dark side. A glow-in-the-dark skeleton who dressed like Napoleon and lived in an abandoned amusement park.
You know, the best line I heard about that, and it was a meme. I don't know whose it was. I can tell you it wasn't mine. But the best line I liked was, are we allowed to listen to Michael Jackson from when he was abused?
I know a Jackson 5 song came out the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I love that. Oh, yeah.
It's okay. He was being abused.
Okay, you're right. The innocence was still pure there.
Yeah.
Can we talk about when they actually got to the fantasy suite and they put on the No Molestar sign on the door?
I mean,
I know, I don't speak Spanish, so I can get the gist, but. I mean, she looked a little bit like, oh my God, I have to go like deflower this gay virgin right now. Like, I got to do what I got to do to like be on the People magazine cover.
So what? I mean, what
that
do we?
That was tough.
What do we think about that? What do you think about what happened there?
I think they did it too.
I don't.
Interesting.
You don't.
Yeah, no,
do you think they've done it since, or do you think they just didn't do
but
it?
But his new haircut.
I don't know.
That's the fuck me haircut.
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
I think he's like,
oh, I thought that was hair gel.
I got a new haircut.
Something like about Mary.
She the next morning was like, my calf still hurts.
Yeah, that was weird.
What is that?
Oh my God, the calf.
What move is that?
Let's talk about his sex haircut. That was like, God bless him. He was trying to look cool for Cassie, and he's a sweet guy, and he was so nice this season, and I liked him more than I thought I would. I've had bad haircuts. I'm not trying to act. Steve can attest.
I've had lots of
bad haircuts.
It's been a bad dome
Some
at times.
Some stylist put their hands on this poor guy. That was not a good styling job afterwards in the live studio.
Was it that bad? I mean, yeah, he's a pretty good looking dude.
Is it two different nights that they do it, or is it one night?
I think they just styled it wrong. I feel like somebody put like all sorts of spiky gel. Yeah. Like the cut itself might be fine if you just wash it yourself.
He looks better with the
long
hair.
But is he straightening his hair? Because his hair always felt curlier, like a little
more wavy. I think it's just when it's longer, it's different. Maybe they're brushing it.
You think he flat-ironed his hair?
Yeah, it looked flat-ironed.
Do you think he, like, frosty tips it, though? Like, I legitimately was talking about this with my girlfriend last night. It was like, it looks blonder now.
It could just be because
it's longer.
I hope
he flat-ironed it and, like, got some tips
to prove that
he's not a virgin anymore.
Let's get out of the hair salon, because I just thought of something I want to discuss about that. The whole thing where they made it look like you guys get out. That's gold with Steve. Heitner, we're a 5-day a week podcast. It's the top 200 for iTunes in sports. They were saying that they wanted, like, hey, guys, get out. We got things to do. Like, and I'm sure they were, told that they wanted that. Then also, didn't you think it was weird all the things Harrison was saying about the virginity? He just wouldn't let it go.
Yeah, that was really weird.
It was weird.
We've also, like, kind of already forgotten about it. Like, the ending of this. I really prefer, and Anna and I were talking about this last week, like, I prefer a regular, even if they don't end up together, like, I prefer whose shoes are getting out of the limo first. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hannah has the strappy shoe. Oh, shit. Hannah's going to get dumped. Like,
No one's more pissed than Neil Lane, I'll tell you that right
now. Oh, man.
He gave him a ring.
The corpse of Neil Lane, it was like, yeah. He was so angry that he got replaced by Air Supply.
God, yes. Yeah.
Dude,
we have to talk about Air Supply.
Fucking kids watching this show were like,
right.
What?
Who the?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God.
I've never thought of Air Supply as a cry for help before. Like, they needed Air Supply.
I don't think Cassie was alive when Air Supply was
No
popular.
Way.
Richard wasn't available. Who was on last
Richard
year
Marks.
That the goose?
Richard Marks.
Richard Marks,
Marks.
Oh, yeah. Was not available.
But, the two dudes in Air Supply, they're really just two of them left, just the two
right.
gray dudes. They were so fucking stoked.
God.
They were so stoked.
They had to be.
They couldn't believe it. I was trying to figure out how many bands they like called before they got to Air Supply. But I know it's like making love like nothing at all because he's a
virgin. Yeah.
Like, in my mind, we've all forgotten about the virgin thing so long ago because the ending of the season is such a disaster.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit weak. It was like it became all of a sudden a game show about losing your virginity, which was bummed me out a little bit.
And if you're a hot football player who's 26, it shouldn't be that hard to lose your virginity.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was a little disappointed in, and Wells, I want to know your opinion on this, in Chris Harrison. Does he have no – couldn't he have just said, all right, can we just lighten up on this?
No.
No, he can't.
No.
Yeah, no, legally no.
And yeah, like Disney said, listen, we got to really drive this thing home, even if he's not going to.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, so I do know like the inside stuff, which I thought was interesting. They've never asked anyone after overnight or whatever, a fantasy suite, if they had sex to like either parties until this season.
Until this year.
Yeah. And then, like, we really focused on it.
Interesting.
Which I felt bad for him about because.
I felt
bad. You can't win in that scenario.
Yeah, no, you can't. Yes, it was the first time I ever had sex, and I was amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
I lasted forever, and I knew all the pressure points.
How about Tayshia's face after their fantasy suite? And she goes, well, that was interesting.
So it didn't happen. Oh. But. I just I'm worried that he fucked Cassie in the calf.
Yeah. Well, guys, first time, you know, you gotta like you
is
learn.
Is it here? Is this where it is?
Oh my god! I just heard. I thought you said Cassie and the cat, but I see. Yeah, like why would her calf hurt?
I don't know.
You can't tell me they were doing like really fun, exciting. Like, what they were gonna do this? Like, what were they doing?
Right.
No, because he got halfway in, not even, and he fucking came.
Yeah.
Like, you know that happened.
And then her leg cramped.
You mean sex? What? Yeah, that's sex. What the hell?
I know he's probably your friend Wells, and I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but I'm like, Ben Higgins, it's time. It's time, man. I'm calling it, right?
You want
Isn't
Ben
it
back?
Too many times on the Bachelor stage? Am I being harsh?
Oh too much. Yeah. She thinks it's too
much. I agree. But I also wouldn't have turned it down, you know? Like if they call me, if they call you up, you're like, yeah, okay, I'll go and be on TV again.
Yeah. I do like Jason and Caitlin. I just want to say I like the idea of them as a couple.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they're together.
Yeah.
And they like love each other. They're so cute on Instagram. They're always like posting about each other.
That.
They're going to get like a golden retriever, I guess. I don't know. I'm just
that's
I
love.
Like that. I liked her.
Wait, which one's Jason?
Jason was the buffalo with the slick back hair that Becca panicked when they started talking about living together. She panicked and was like had a panic attack and like dumped him. And
he looks like the bad guy from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Does he have a widow's peak?
Yeah.
All right, look,
he's very cute and needs a new hairstyle.
I don't want to back up too much here, but you're saying there's a way you can be all the way in before you eject? Not with your eyes open. That's impossible.
You know what, Steve? Maybe if you weren't wearing offering matching pajamas.
Exactly.
I did think it was weird they had a panel to discuss whether they had sex or not.
Also, how do you get on that panel?
Good job.
Right.
Well, they got all the people they thought would say the craziest stuff, like Onyeka and Demi.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I don't know. And then Jason
like
was just
Cassie
like
Cassie saying, "I hope that Cassie jumped on Colton like a Portuguese fence."
Yeah,
that was a good one. And then on Yeka, which was gross, said, "I hope he doesn't come a little short," which I didn't.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I didn't like that.
So after all that, all the build up and everything, at the end of the day, we still don't know.
Yeah.
We got no confirmation.
Oh, they totally had sex.
They must. I mean,
they
sure
let's know. Alluded to it. Like, oh, we did what was best. We grew. Like, they've had sex since then. They have to. That would be fucking
wait,
insane
okay,
if
wait.
They didn't have sex.
Steve, do you think that they had sex that night, and do you think they've had sex since, Steve?
It was a finger job and a handy.
Mm.
And do you think they've had sex now?
No, I don't. I think he's
really?
A virgin.
Okay, Wells, do you think they had sex that night, and do you think they've had sex since?
I don't know if I think they had sex that night, but I do think they've had sex since.
Okay, Rob.
I wasn't sure until he answered on the live show, and he's like, you know, we prefer not to say. And then I was like, you know what? They didn't, and,
yeah.
and they haven't.
Right.
What? I think they have
you,
sex.
So you think it's a no?
I think it's a no across yeah. the board.
Oh, my God. So we have two no's and a yes.
That's right.
Okay, Anna.
I think they did have sex. They've had to have had sex
yeah,
by now.
Right?
Because Cassie, I mean, like...
Unless she's... Why would she I mean, I bet if she only
really
had sex
did
with that
not
one
want
dude.
To have sex with him.
No, and didn't she have a thing yeah. about sex? What was her thing about...
She had sex and she was really ashamed because she's super evangelical.
Right.
And that's an easy way to, like, not have out. Sex.
So she's okay not...
With somebody that you don't want to have sex with.
That's true.
She's,
maybe
so
they
she's
haven't
okay.
had
she's
sex.
Comfortable being in a relationship with someone she's not having sex
dude,
with.
Dude, he He's gonna like die from the balls.
But he had no heat. Like, I've never seen a show where more women have ejected themselves from the season. Like, four or five women peeled themselves out. Like, he had no heat with any of the. Like, there was no oomph there.
Which is why I don't think he's dead. Look, how old is he? How old is Colton?
26.
Okay, so you're saying. This is my argument for that they haven't had sex. So he was capable of remaining a virgin for 26 years, but in the last mm-hmm. 2 weeks when the entire world was watching him, that's when he had sex. I don't think so.
But then he would be doing it and hiding in like an Airbnb by yeah. Runyon Canyon.
Well, he doesn't have to look. If he's been able to hold off till now, he clearly has strong feelings about it. I don't think those feelings changed with ABC cameras on him every second of the day.
I could right. actually see them now saying, we're going to wait till marriage.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Katie, what do you think? What's your vote?
Now I'm starting to think that they didn't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that they're going to be like, we're waiting for marriage
yeah.
just because exactly. she probably doesn't want to fuck them or something.
Yeah, there was some
sort of interesting. You know what's so funny? I did, last night watching it, I thought they had sex because she
yeah.
had to. But I think now he knew that she told him she was ashamed of having sex and she totally doesn't want to have sex with him. And it's a good way to hide and still get on the cover of People magazine because she's this far in.
Can I just
so
prove
I
to you
I think they've not had sex.
Can I yep. just prove to you they didn't have sex? Her calf was hurting. Her calf was hurting.
And Steve, they've seen each other since, like in hiding. It's not that just that night. They've had like meetups since.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't know what to say what was sore for sex.
But
on the, like,
yeah, exactly.
Hurting?
They don't know what to say.
On their meetup, they watched a video of her saying, I love you.
Yeah, that
oh
was
my God.
Weird.
That
yeah.
was brutal. Let's talk about that. That, to me, that was a woman because she's a bad liar. So she kept saying, like, I can't look your parents in the eye. Like, no, I don't love your son. She was pretty upfront about not being into him. Although all season and even on their date when she clearly didn't want to go, she knows how to kiss like she's into it on camera. Like, she's a really – she looks like a good girlfriend. She looks affectionate. But, like, if I was him, I would have thought that she liked me too.
It was more of a GFE experience.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
This is saying so much about
her videotaping herself with the videotaping herself with the "I love you" was weird.
And then them, I was tripped out by them at the live studio watching a video of them watching a video
yeah.
of her say "I love you."
Inception.
Yeah. Yeah. Inception.
How about like Hannah B. finding out she's the Bachelorette, like with. Like on an iPhone with a camera crew there. Like,
yeah.
why not just?
What was that?
And that was weird.
And her whole thing. Like, you almost want her to say, like, I just want to find love, but she's like, I want this.
Oh yeah,
I want this.
Yeah. I've been wanting this ever yeah. since I got out limo.
You're absolutely right.
But also,
you're absolutely right.
The weirdest thing about that I thought was the way that Chris Harrison FaceTimes. He FaceTimes sideways. Did you see
yes,
that?
And she
did.
This way,
yes.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
No.
You're right. It was like diagonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like opposite. They both did opposite. Harrison. Why are you doing this?
Look how Chris Harrison FaceTime. Oh my God.
But isn't that how you FaceTime when you're pretending to FaceTime?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I was like, this is faked. Yeah. I don't understand.
They actually shot that when they were on the set of whatever, Single Parents.
This is so cool.
What's
FaceTime?
God damn it.
No, is that a
thing? You only find out if you go all the way in.
Yeah. 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 Who do you guys wish was the Bachelorette?
Literally anyone. Tayshia. Tayshia especially. Yeah, Hannah G, I think, would have been good.
Hannah G.
But Tayshia, oh my God,
guys would have
so
driven over themselves to get to Hannah G.
Did you see that one where she was in that black bathing suit? Good God, she was hot. Come on, Jesus Lord.
All right, Uncle Steve.
They cut her out of the show, though. Like, she's completely cut from that show.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know she could talk until, like, last episode.
I read that, like, multiple women from the house were, like, they just did not edit her well because she is, like, super funny and super charismatic.
I met her yesterday. Hannah G, yeah.
Well, I know she's a rapper.
Yeah.
You met her yesterday?
She's a great rapper. Yeah. I have all of her albums.
I thought Kaylin would have been a really good bachelorette.
Yeah, but you can't give it to her, like, after what happened.
But what happened?
I mean, you don't know, but, like, I feel like that would just set a bad
precedent.
There was
too much speculation about her being shady, I guess.
Who would have been a good bachelorette?
Kaylin.
Oh, yeah. She was beautiful.
She slid into Dean's DMs.
Everyone has slid into Dean's DMs. Are you kidding me?
I can't get in there.
I mean, look, we've all met Dean. Everyone's
My friend Lori,
who is like, Lori literally is married to a beautiful woman and is like, am I going to leave my wife for Dean? Everybody slid into Dean's
DM. She dated someone before the show. Who gives a fuck about that?
So my defense for Kaylin is that she opened up on the show about a horrible experience in college. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she was a victim. And I know this is like a funny podcast, but this is a serious statement. I thought that she would have been really good for – the sad thing is that these people now become role models for a lot of young women. And I thought she would have been a really good,
that's a good point,
person to kind of be out front and show – because she was so brave to do that. So I thought that was a cool storyline.
Do you think she'll be at Paradise?
I think – of course, she's got to go to Paradise.
Yeah, I had her on my show, and she was like,
"Yeah, I want to go."
Isn't she the one with Jason?
It did seem like she was not there for the right reasons. And I think when she kept calling people stupid bitches, like it all.
Yeah,
hurt her.
See, that was like she didn't handle it well. She didn't seem apologetic or sad. She could have just said, "We were talking in the car," and like, because you could be right. Like that might have just been the conversation. Maybe it wasn't facetious at all.
She called her a stupid bitch like twice. Yeah, and it's like. Ooh.
And then and the women tell all, she like was really kind of mean to her about it.
Well, you know,
you
got to think that Hannah G was a finalist. Like, I wonder how they got to Hannah B.
Why Hannah B?
Did the other ladies say no? You know, it's
I could see Hannah G saying no.
Yeah, I heard it was down to just Hannah G and Hannah B.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she said no. I doubt it. I wonder if they think this one's a real live wire. Like, you've got, like, yourself a little – you've got a live wire on your
hand. Yeah, but it's going to be, like, so hard to watch. Like, I feel bad for the editors because they're just going to have to, like, cut out so much air. Yeah.
The cutie pie little Hannah G, I would have to just take the word for the people on the house because she didn't say anything all season.
Well, but like
she didn't need to.
Heidner all riled up now.
Oh God!
I think it was the cutest little thing in the bloopers when she's like standing there and the light falls on her. She catches it and she goes, "I got it." It was like the cutest thing.
I missed the bloopers. Was that last night?
No, it was last week.
Yeah,
last week.
Last week. Yeah, Women Tell All.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But I thought that was like real cute. So I mean, I think she seemed to have more potential. She was more well spoken, you know. Like I like that she stood up for herself, and I like that she got in the car and she was like, "I'm not going to fucking talk to you. Like I don't want to talk."
I like that too. Yeah. I actually believed her when she was like, "This is my life," and I don't know. Like. like I felt I she's quite honestly, because we, again, as we, as those of you who listen know, we always do our draft picks and we do it based on people's, and she was my number one. I picked her to win, but we do it based on people's bios before the show even aired. And you know, we saw content creator, so I thought she would be just super full of shit and thirsty, but that she was adorable. And I actually found her to be very sweet. I found her to be very sincere on the end. Like, she seemed like a nice, real person who seemed hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have
We're
a question
for
about
you, Hannah G.
I have a question about going back to the women tell all thing, and you've been on that show. What about that thing with the pacifier when there's actually physical contact?
Yeah.
Are they not protected from that, or how does that work? I mean,
the weird thing is that I'm sure she like said something to someone, was like, "Hey, it would be funny if I put a pacifier in her mouth," and I'm sure someone was like, "I guess, you know, let's see what happens."
That was
weird. I hated that. I hope she doesn't go to paradise. I didn't like that.
No, I didn't like that at all.
Who had the pacifier?
Courtney? Courtney did it to Demi. Demi. Right. She walked across the stage, and it was like pretty aggressive. Like,
it was.
Jammed it in. Like, almost I felt like she could have gotten like a fat lip. She like jammed it in her mouth. Like, it could have hit her tooth. It was weird.
It was a bit Jerry Springer, too.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And then Demi yells, security.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I loved.
Yeah. That was a pretty weird moment.
But that happens in everyone, like in my men tell all.
Yeah.
Santa Claus confronted Bad Chad and was like, "Let's fight right here, right now."
Oh, really?
And oh my God, Santa Claus! Who was Santa Claus again?
Nick Benvenuti. I went to college with him.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah. Oh my God, that's right. That guy.
Yeah, I played I played rugby with him.
Shut up. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Cute and so drunk, like the drunkest.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's in paradise for sure. But I remember when he showed up because he was in Santa Claus outfit and he came up and I was like, "That looks like Nick." And I walked up to him and I grabbed his beard and I pulled it down and I was like, "Oh my God!" And the producers didn't know. They were just like, "Wow, Wells really likes Christmas. Like, he's super into Santa Claus."
Wow,
that's hilarious.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Can we talk about Colton's mother's just body language last night?
Oh my God, yes. Mm. When he had his hand up between her legs.
Yeah,
between Cassie's legs.
Wait, say that again.
I just noticed when his parents came up, when he took Cassie to meet his parents, right?
Yeah.
And he had his hand sort of in between her legs, which, by the way, if introducing a girl to my parent, I just can't – like, that being that sort of physical, I don't know, it was a little odd.
Yeah. After I told him that I love her and she just dumped me.
Right, exactly.
Do you think he hurt her calf right there?
That could have been it. But everyone in the family was looking down at – checking that, like, that's weird. He's got his hand on his leg. Yeah. That's odd. You know, even the dad, they were uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But what was the physical language you saw?
It just looked like the mom hated her.
Yeah.
Like the facial expression that she had, and it could have been a shot that they cut that she was like looking off into space and they were like, "Oh, that's a great shot." But it just seemed like she was just like, "I hate this woman."
Yeah.
If you're the mom and you've seen your son, just give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that he was devastated after Becca on TV. Let's just say she had her hands full. And now he's got his big chance and he's got 30 ladies and his heart's on his sleeve. He's been made fun of because he's an adult virgin, whatever. And you're hoping. Yeah, exactly. And you're hoping to meet two women that, like, your son, hopefully, best case scenario, is in love. And he's like, "I've gone from 30 to zero, and she just dumped me." I would just be like, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
And also, like, what did I do to my son that this is, like, what? Like, the problem's you, dude. If you're this crazy. He felt a little stalkery, like, "I love you enough for both of us."
Yeah.
It was a little – he had a little, like, he would, like, put his, like – upper teeth on his bottom lip and grin and be like, "It's okay." Like, there's something really creepy about it.
I agree.
Yeah, there's a fine line between stalker and romantic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love you.
We're jumping on the fence on this one.
Yeah. I love you no matter what.
Yeah. I've had three courts try and explain that difference to me.
Well,
Bill, you can't read English.
No, yeah. No. I thought I could read body language, but apparently not.
Yeah. Well, she like also, I don't know, the whole thing. It truly, like, as you know, again, Alaric and I were watching it last night, and she was saying how she'd always had controlling guys, and we were saying that Colton seems sweet and not controlling, but then I said, I was like, but it is kind of controlling that he won't just let her dump him. Like, yeah. It's like, no, I agree. Don't hear you.
I thought him saying to Chris Harrison last night, or the night, whatever, the first part, being like, no, I think she loves me. I think she's just too scared to say it because it's TV. I was like, you have got to chill out and like just let it get to your head that this woman
that's crazy
may not love you
or that's like crazy
you. Yeah
that's like literally a little bit like I have a crazy stalker, like I went on a couple dates with this guy and he won't leave me alone.
Yeah, but to defend him, that's the only play he had. The mistake was telling her you're gonna win this thing in the end too early.
Yeah,
so at that point his only play is, well, I'm gonna be the you know, the reckless romantic and go after the girl.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do anything
But like, to my mind, I don't even know if he was savvy enough in that moment. Like, I think he was he was so devastated, he hopped a fence.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I know, Anna, I know we only have 11 more minutes, so we can wrap it up. So, I've been a little busy, so I've had Anna pick out Tweet of the Week, and I'm going to have Steve read them, and then we can vote. We'll narrow it down to two, and then we're going to vote for our final season of Tweet of the Week. And my Tennille Arts level, people, if you want your own song, you can join on Patreon. Anna and I have been doing... what was that? Oh, I think my phone's about to die. Anna and I have been doing Bachelor Australia, which is a delight. And there's an angel on Instagram that sent me the first 5 episodes of Bachelor England. And I actually watched 2 this week.
Oh, my God.
But
it's
part of
so
my brief
good.
Island. And it's so good. All right, I'm switching phones. Here we go.
Highly recommend Bachelor UK.
Oh, my God. Bachelor England. First of all, I thought he was going to be disgusting, and he's adorable and sweet. And then the crazy – first of all, they film it in South Africa, which is bonkers, and they never acknowledge why. And then the women, there's some of the most amazing, like, Scottish women that, like – that fight with each other. It's,
There's a white rapper as well, female white rapper on that one as well, a Scottish
and
one.
And it's also, like – what's fun about it is he wasn't on The Bachelorette, so, like – all the women get out of the car and they're like, they get out and they're like, who's this guy? And so they're like, I hope he's cute. And they happen to find this like hot, he's like 6'6" and like a nice hot guy. And the women are going, like their pheromones are going bonkers. I think we're going to have to do it on Patreon.
You know, my favorite line, Arden, was, holy shitango, he is stunning.
I know. Tara's my favorite one. Tara,
that girl
is
amazing.
My favorite. By the way, she's so fast on the beach. She's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
She's so, like, and there's, anyway. We're going to have to do it on Patreon because this is the thing that makes me happy. And so you can join us on Patreon, and there's that. So you could do Tennille Arts. I'll get the people who've recently done it this week. I will get you the songs. And I know you emailed feeling like a bother. You're the opposite of a bother. You make me happy. So keep emailing. So we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Tweet of the Week!
All right, so do I read who's
yeah,
I
read their name and their handle. And then
First we have from J.D. Burke, at Busted Superman.
Mm-hmm. Love it. That's you.
Yeah, what are you talking about, man? I deliver. I land. Never mind. All right. Well, J.D. says, poor Hannah G. If Hannah B. gets to be the Bachelorette and a toast do-over, at least give this girl the keys to a Ford Taurus and access to Colton's front lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is front lawn a euphemism?
Yes.
Her mother drove in the Taurus on her dad's lawn.
I understand that. That's not a euphemism. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, Melissa Jordan at MJ Jordan 7. All the journals have been closed. Now I gotta wipe my nose, because it's all just too hard, so you better watch your yard.
That's she's okay, rapping as Hannah G.
Oh, she's rapping.
It's a Hannah G rap, yeah.
You did like a poem.
I did. I did like a poem. I didn't see it. Is there a rap single?
That's how Heitner thinks of rap.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I did. I've done a lot of rap, Arden. So you want to read the third one?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, Cheyenne Constan at
We love her.
Trixie Filecracker.
Love her.
Why is Garrett there? He didn't get dumped. I guess anything to keep him from liking stuff on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, right. That's right.
All right, so we have. Do we have another one?
Three more.
Oh, we have three more. Oh, let's pick it up.
We narrow it down to two. We narrow it down to two.
Oh, Seth Vatt at Bassbone 1. So, 20 minutes of this Stockholm date, followed by an hour preview of Single Parents. Chris Harrison is not here for the right reasons.
I like it.
We like that. We like that. All right.
I like that.
Then we have Ryan Paulson at R. Paulson Photo. How did the Bachelor producers miss the opportunity to get footage of Colton crying uncontrollably while fully clothed and huddled in the fetal position in a cold shower?
It takes a while, but when you paint the picture,
Yeah. All right, and then finally, is this the sixth?
Yeah.
I think so. 3D Dorito, which is at J.A. Shal. I can't imagine Chris being this thirsty for a bachelorette who's never had penile vaginal penetration. Chris, every 4 seconds, is he going to stick his pee-pee in her or no one ever?
Did you write that one?
That sounded like more like me. That sounded like me. I think me and 3D Dorito need to get together.
I feel like the first one and Seth Vatt. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I like those two.
Yeah.
I like those two.
Okay, so then we narrow it down. Will you reread the first one and then Seth Vatt's, and then we'll vote on the final tweet of the week of the season?
It would be my honor. We're going to start with J.D. Burke, who is at Busted Superman. He says, poor Hannah G. If Hannah B. gets to be the bachelorette and a toast do-over, at least give this girl the keys to a Ford Taurus and access to Colton's front lawn.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the last one was which
Seth
one? Was?
Seth Vatt.
There he is. Got it. Seth Vatt goes, so 20 minutes of this Stockholm date followed by an hour preview of Single Parents. Chris Harrison is not here for the right reasons.
Yeah.
All right, Rob.
Stockholm date.
All right, Wells.
Stockholm date.
Heitner.
Give me a moment here. I'm going to say poor Hannah G. I'm going to go with J.D. Burke.
Okay, Katie.
I like the Stockholm date.
Anna.
I'm going to go with Stockholm.
Oh, my God. All Seth right, Fett. We have a winner.
There it is.
Who is the winner?
Seth Vatt at Bassbone 1.
You know what? It was our destiny.
Yeah.
It was our destiny for Seth Vatt to beach the boat. Well, I just want to say how much I truly love all five humans that are in that studio and everybody listening. For real, my heart is full. I love all of you. I can't wait to see you in person. I'm not going to hang up after we play the song, just so you know. I just, you know what? Thank you guys. Just like, if I did not have this to do, like, it really means a lot to me. So I appreciate
you. We love you, Arden.
Is there anything you guys want to promote? What do you want to promote? Heitner, you have a podcast.
Here we go.
I got all the stuff that's called That's Gold with Steve Heitner. We're doing great at iTunes Top 200 for sports podcasts. We're on 5 days a week. And I just want to say one other thing before I go. As quickly and succinctly as I can, Arden, I love you.
I love you too, boo. Wells, Adams, what would you like to promote, sir?
I don't need to promote. I want to promote That's Gold, which is a 7 days a week podcast.
Yeah, that's nice of you. That's sweet. No, that's sweet.
I've been listening to this great podcast called That's Gold.
Yeah, it's really taking off. It really is. It's fantastic.
Little Stevie Heitner.
Yeah, all grown up.
Anna, Katie, anything?
I actually started my own show called That's Silver with
Anna. We're going to kill you.
It's actually doing quite well.
Top 50.
Number one in the parenting section.
Not everything's a joke, you know.
I just want to save the world, and a JJ Marine, I know you're listening up there. This one's for you. We love you
yes.
so much.
Love you, JJ.
Your little ding-dong seed is just going to keep, this is, for whatever reason, this is, you created this, and it's too late to stop me now. So I know you're going to be my little guiding star, and I'm not going to let you down.
We love you, JJ.
So there you go. We love you, JJ.
Love you, JJ.
Love you, JJ.
We love you, JJ. Where'd you get those earrings, girl? Over and out. Bye.
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 Okay, I'm still on. You guys, thank you so much.
Arden, I have to turn the studio over at 2:30 for another show.
I'm going to hang up.
All right.
Okay. I love you guys. I want to see you.
I love you.
I'm in Atlanta until May, and then I'll be back.
Are you around later? Can I call you?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll talk to you later, Arden. I love you.
Love you, Arden.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Oh,
yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.